Hello, Sylvia. This is Thomas, aka Joel Flair. I am a producer, audio editor, and host of the monthly music podcast, The Joel Flair Show. Thanks for supporting me, and thank you for being back. My favorite episodes of The Daily with Sil Stein are your NaNoWriMo podcast back in 2019 and your 2019 episode, How to Write a Draft. Speaking of the Daily with Sil Stein's episode, make sure to check out my interview on the Daily with Sil Stein. My name is Joel Flair. This is the Daily with Sil Stein. Thanks, Sylvia. Peace and love.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. This is The Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles through Anchor FM. And I'm here because I wanted to first say, I wanted to thank Joel Flair, a.k.a. Thomas, who left me a beautiful message. If you have not checked out The Joel Flair Show on Anchor FM, please do. I wanted to say thank you so much. Joel Flair on the Joel Flair Show. Please check out his podcast. He has an amazing show where he talks about different musical artists. He can go from John Williams to Pink to Post Malone, many different artists. I believe Madonna was on there too. Make sure to check out his podcast. He dedicates his podcast to teaching you about the artist, talks about their works and what they've accomplished. And he has a sidekick named Kit who helps him out. Please check out their show, The Joel Flair Show. Joel, J-O-E-L-F-L-A-I-R, Show. He left me a wonderful message. I wanted to say thank you, Joel Flair. He's a writer, producer, podcaster, everything. And I hope you'll check out his show. He's been on my podcast. I hope he comes again so I can talk to him more about what he's done since his podcast. And I'm going to schedule some time to have him on. So this is an invitation also to you, Joel Flair. I hope you and Kit can come by and talk to me about your show. And I'll be glad to have you guys. And anytime, just let me know what works for you. And I wanted to start my podcast by saying that. This is the intro. This is The Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM. And I'm, like I said, I'm so happy to be here. Happy Tuesday. I'm enjoying my coffee. And we'll be right back with more on the show. But I wanted to start off by saying thank you, Joel Flair. I hope you're having an awesome day. We're back to The Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles. And now I want to reflect back to the book that we talked about last week, which is The Writer's Devotional, 365 Inspirational Exercises, Ideas, Tips, and Motivations on Writing. And this is by author Amy Peters. And I spoke about last week, I went over the week, and I discussed different things. I thought of writers on writing, I think it was. And then we also did, writers on writing, motivation, writing class, and editing. But we didn't do biography. So I'm trying to find out I'm doing the right week now. Hold on. I think it's this one, but I'm not trying. I'm trying to figure it out if it was this one or not. Maybe not. Let's see. No, I think it was more on trying to see here. Give me a second. Well, I'm going to start with a new week, and this time we're gonna start with week 29. And we're going to start with Sunday. Writing prompt. We're going to start with a writing prompt that you can work on. That doesn't mean you have to. And this is taken from the book by author Amy Peters, The Writer's Devotional, 365 Inspirational Exercises, Ideas, Tips, and Motivations on Writing. And this is how it starts. He seemed like a nice neighbor. Who would ever believe that he was really... And then it says, this prompt can be followed by many different techniques and writing styles. It can be the feature of a nonfiction expose. It can delve deep into fantasy, a la Harry Potter, or humorous fiction, as in the television classic The Munsters. Or it can be one element in a more complex and disturbing story. Best-selling author Alice Sibol chose the third technique for her novel, The Lovely Bones. Spoiler alert, this is a twist on the exercise because we don't know that the prompt has been employed until the ending. Nevertheless, it is a critical piece in the novel, a murder mystery told from the perspective of the deceased victim. So if you have not read The Lovely Bones, this is the story of, a murder occurs, unfortunately. So spoiler alert. And the story is told by Susie Salmon. Like she says, like the fish. And you uncover this twisted world where this neighbor is a pedophile and he's a murderer and he does such horrible things, and it's disturbing. And then you, of course, there's the movie that came out also with it has Mark Wahlberg plays the father, and the mother is played by I'm trying to remember the actress name. She's married to James Bond, or the new James Bond. I can't think of their names right now, but Rachel Weisz, I think, plays the mother, and the girl is that Saoirse Ronan, that she plays Susie Salmon, and Stanley Tucci plays the villain in this, and this story takes a very dark, twisted end because what he does, you can't really, it's just disturbing what happens. I think the book takes a little longer to delve into this because it keeps going back and forth. And Alice Sibol is able to create this with he seemed like a nice neighbor. Who would have ever believed that he was really... Well, yeah, a bad person, not a good person. Now, when I saw this prompt, I immediately thought of, like, news reports that you see on the news, like Chris Watts and what he did, which was horrible to his wife and children. Or anyone that, like, you see news, it could be in anything. Or it could be something more lighthearted, like, it could be something taken from a TV show, like they mentioned the Munsters, Herman Munsters. He seemed like a nice neighbor. Who would have ever believed that he was really a Munster or a monster or because he's supposed to be Frankenstein, but it's a comedy, or, something more like lighthearted that's not so, so dark. But in this case, the writing prompt can be dark if you want to make it that way. I'm going to work with this writing prompt because I'm writing a thriller right now. And I'll show you, I'll read you some of that next time on the show. So everybody work on that. And I didn't mean to bring up such a dark thing, but, you can work around this. And if you want to share your writing prompts, hashtag The Daily with Syl Stein, and I'll read some of your writing or samples on the show. So make sure, or you can email me at sylwriter07@gmail.com. and I'll be more than happy to read your writing prompts. Like I said, Sunday writing prompt. And we'll be right back with Monday Writers on Writing. And we're back to the Daily with Syl Stein here on Anchor FM with Syl Stein, the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I'm currently drinking my Dunkin' Donut coffee. Hope you're enjoying your coffee as well. And now we're going to go to Monday Writers on Writing. We're doing week 29. I may have done this before. I don't think so. But if I did, hopefully we'll refresh ourselves on this. Wait. Why is this changing now? Let's see here. Sorry, it was week 29. Sorry. Here we go. Alright. And now it... Okay, I see what I did. I started with week 29, Sunday writing prompt. And now I'm going to week 30 let me go back to the week 29 prompt because Sunday was supposed to be last and I did it first. But hey, oh well, I did it anyway. So let's go to week 29, Monday Writers on Writing. All right, let me read you a quote. The most valuable of all talents is that of never using two words when one will do. This is a quote by Thomas Jefferson. So let's read. Thomas Jefferson admired the beauty of brevity, urging writers and speakers to do more with less. Jefferson urged authors to remember that the goal in writing is to communicate an idea. You can do it with fewer words than that is the route to take, says Jefferson. How do you achieve brevity in your writing? Write first, then edit. Take out all the words you can live without and still tell your story. Does your piece still make sense? Is your idea clearly communicated? Then your editing made sense and you have tightened your writing. Think of all those in your life who tweet daily. They can get it down to six words, so can you. Sometimes authors are not aiming for brevity. Consider James Joyce's stream of consciousness novel, Ulysses. But it is good to keep Jefferson's words present as you write. After all, he, with a little help from other founding fathers of America, wrote the Declaration of Independence, the document establishing the right to be an independent nation, using less than 1,400 wisely selected words. So here, on Monday Writers on Writing, he's saying that less is more. And a lot of times, I remember when I wrote my books, like from Closure to Chasing Clarity to The Diary of the Broken Father. There was a lot of editing done on those books because what I had from my draft to what it became was a lot less, more concise, and it flowed better. And I will read you samples of that on my next show so you can see how the fluidity of certain paragraphs carry words and it makes it a little easier to read. And like it says here, Jefferson believed that less is more, and a lot of times it is. And except there's books that, like, if you see J.K. Rowling's books, Harry Potter, or James Joyce's Ulysses, or Tom Clancy's work, and there's many others. They write a lot, it isn't always the case, but a lot of times, look at Diana Gabaldon in her Outlander series. Everyone is different. It just depends. But then again, the Declaration of Independence was written on less than 1,400 wisely selected words. So let's keep that in mind as well. What do you think? Give me your thoughts on that. And we'll be back with Tuesday Motivation. And we're back. And now we have Tuesday Motivation, week 29. We're using currently, this is the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. I am Syl Stein, and we're talking about the book, The Writer's Devotional, 365 Inspirational Exercises, Ideas, Tips, and Motivations on Writing by author Amy Peters. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Tuesday Motivation. It says, a blog is in many ways a continuing conversation. This is by Andrew Sullivan. In 2000, Andrew Sullivan became the first mainstream journalist to experiment with blogging. His blog, The Daily Dish, soon gained a large following, enabling him to interact with his readers and garner almost instantaneous responses to his work. There are thousands of blogs available to writers that allow you to have conversations with editors, agents, authors, and readers. Blogging is an effective way to receive an immediate response to an idea or question. It is also a method for finding advice and information. Blogger beware, though. Not all advice you will receive through a blog will be of equal value. Check out a variety of blogs to find one that matches your interests and ideas. That's what it says here. There are blogs for all types of writers, whether you write romance, adventure, history, memoir, journalism, fantasy, or any other group or any other genre. There is also at least one blog to help you. These blogs are useful to aspiring as well as established writers. Be careful about spending too much time reading other blogs. It shouldn't become a distraction that takes you too far from your own writing. So it's good to have that motivation with writing a blog or reading about other blogs, but not to the point where you're not motivated to write or do your own work. So if you want like that kind of an interaction, blogs are really good. I was doing my WordPress blog. I have to update that. And I also had another blog. I had several blogs, but I haven't updated them as of late. And a lot of times they can become distractions. So if you're going to have one, make sure you work on one the right way. So hopefully you all will keep that in mind as well. Like I said, Tuesday Motivation. And we'll be right back with writing class Wednesday. We're back to the Daily with Syl Stein that also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And we're going to talk about writing class. And we're using the book by author Amy Peters, The Writer's Devotional, 365 Inspirational Exercises, Ideas, Tips, and Motivations on Writing. This one says, write a blog about something funny that happened to you this week. Lots of people turn to blogs for product information, review of books and movies, and even medical help. The ones that really stand out are the bits of people's ordinary days and the fans that follow them. Blogging can be like a public diary, but you have to make it really interesting in order for people to come back for more. Choose something that really amused you this week, something funny you saw at the grocery store or on the internet or even at work. Remember, you don't want to hurt feelings or disparage coworkers, so keep those real names to yourself. And there's a lot of things in our life. I, as a mom of teenagers now, and our dog and, you know, wife, we always have funny things happen to us at home, something or other. Or I'll share with our, like, my dear friends who are like my sisters, you know, they're about their life, and we vent to each other. We have different things that happen to us. So, you know, it's always nice to write about something funny. I know that back in the day, and I know it was more of a newspaper article, and then it became a book. I remember the guy that wrote, he wrote about his dog, Marley, you know, and he would talk about his dog, and, you know, he wanted to be a, like, a more serious journalist. Not that he wasn't, but he wrote about his dog, and then soon, you know, he just chronicled the life of his dog and how Marley used to do this and do that. And it became more of a column that he did about him and his dog until, unfortunately, you know, the passing of his dog. And then there was a movie to it. And then, of course, now there's books about Marley. And he kept writing. And that those are things like, you know, that were, because they were humorous, too. He shared his life and about his family and the dog, how he became a part of their family first. And him and his wife and all of these things. But the column about his dog, you know, really touched people. And there was a lot of humorous moments. And there's a lot of people that write like that. They and if you can create a blog that talks about funny stuff about your life and things like that, it's sharing more without revealing real names a lot of times. It does help, you know, you have people follow you and want to know more about it. So this is really interesting to do for writing class. I thought that was really neat. And we'll be right back with more of week 29, Thursday editing. And then we'll do Friday biography probably together. And then we'll end up with a wrap up will be Saturday books to read. So we'll be right back with The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles. And we'll be back with Thursday editing. We're back to The Daily, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles, The Daily with Syl Stein. And now we're doing Thursday editing. And here we go. This is from week 29 from the book by Amy Peters, The Writer's Devotional. Let me read you the quote. It comes from Common Errors in the English Language. And the quote is by Paul Bryans. It offends those who wish to confine English usage in a logical straitjacket that writers often begin sentences with and or but. True, one should be aware that many such sentences would be improved by becoming clauses in compound sentences, but there are many effective and traditional uses for beginning sentences like this or thus. We have been told not to begin sentences with conjunctions. The fear is that you would be left with a sentence fragment and not a full form idea. But there is nothing grammatically wrong with starting a sentence with a conjunction such as but, and, or. See, I just did it myself. There are plenty of good examples from literature that show that it's perfectly acceptable to begin a sentence with the word but. One instance is Sherlock Holmes' reply as created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. But my dear Watson, the criminal obviously wore expensive boots or he would not have taken such pains to scrap them clean. When you are editing, review your sentences that begin this way. Consider whether the sentence beginning with the conjunction really ought to be combined with the previous sentence, would it be just as effective, or would it lose the emphasis you created? Like every other technique we've talked about, use this sentence starter sparingly, or it will lose its emphasis altogether. So you are allowed to start if you can maneuver it, but there is no reason why you can't. But for editors, or when you read about grammar, that is not proper. But there are exceptions, in other words. So keep that in mind. And that was Thursday Editing, week 29. And now we're moving on to Friday Biography. Far away, there in the sunshine, are my highest aspirations. I may not reach them, but I can look up and see their beauty. Believe in them and try to follow where they lead. This quote is taken by Louisa May Alcott. I don't know why I say Louis Marie. Sorry. Louisa May Alcott was homeschooled by her father, Amos Bronson Alcott, and his literary friends, Henry David Thoreau, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and Theodore Parker, all of whom lived in the tight, progressive community of Concord, Massachusetts. Although well-educated, Alcott did not come from a family of means, and as an adult, she was sent to work as a domestic servant. She later secured a position as a private teacher. During the Civil War, Alcott traveled to Washington, D.C. to serve as a Union nurse. Unbeknownst to most of her friends and family, Alcott began publishing poems and short stories as early as 1851 under the name Flora Fairfield. In 1862, she adopted the pen name A.M. Bernard, writing melodrama that were produced in Boston. She began to publish Civil War stories based on her experiences as a nurse under her real name in magazines, including the Atlantic Monthly and Ladies' Companion. Her first big success was the novel Little Women, which secured her fortune and allowed her to continue writing for the rest of her life. And if you have not read Little Women, please do. And Louisa May Alcott, I know they redid the movie. I personally like the older version of it, of the movie, but please read the book by Louisa May Alcott. And I apologize for mispronouncing that name. I am not wearing my reading glasses, which I should wear. And sometimes when I'm reading smaller print, I tend to miss the words. So I do apologize for that. Sorry. And now I have an allergy. I have sometimes I get that recurring cough when I'm dealing with allergies, especially in the morning. They come and go, as I say. But anyway, and I also went down the wrong pipe because I took a sip of coffee and I kind of went a little fast with that. But we'll be right back with The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. And the last thing we're going to discuss on the wrap-up is books to read and more announcements. And we'll be right back. Now we're back to the wrap-up. I wanted to apologize for the other segment. Because I was a little coughing a bit, mainly because I drank the coffee really fast, and also I'm dealing with the allergies from pollen, which is very common here in North Carolina. I'm pretty sure you have it in your neck of the woods, but that, with a combination of drinking the coffee really fast, didn't help. But anyway, we're doing the wrap-up. We're doing Saturday books to read and announcements. we'll start. And this is from the book, from the Writer's Devotional by author Amy Peters, week 29. And this is on the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. This is the wrap-up. Saturday, books to read. The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank. I have often been downcast, but never in despair. I regard our hiding as a dangerous adventure. My start has been so very full of interest, and that is the sole reason why I have to laugh at the humorous side of the most dangerous moments. Anne Frank. The Diary of Anne Frank, whose family was forced into hiding in Nazi-occupied Amsterdam, would become one of the most important documents of the Holocaust. In the diary which she received on her 13th birthday, the young Dutch girl described her daily experiences. Initially, Anne wrote the diary as a personal document. Like many diaries, it reveals both the mundane thoughts as well as the young girl's hopes and aspirations. What makes the diary truly unique is that while Anne was in hiding, she heard a radio broadcast encouraging people to write memoirs to be published after the war. Anne took this to heart and began deliberately writing a historic and public document. 1944, the family was discovered by the Nazis and sent to the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp, where Anne died of typhus. The only family member to survive was her father, Otto, who was given the diary by a family friend who found it. The diary was first published in America in 1952 and has been updated to include material Anne's father first refused to publish. This extended version is worth reading because it puts a very human face on a tragic period in history. And this is a very solemn, profound book or diary. It's written from the point of view of this young girl who's experiencing one of the worst things that happened in our time, or in one of the worst times, an event that I can't even describe into words. I have no words but other than horror of what happened to all those people and this terrible Holocaust done by such evil, and the people that committed this crime. And and this book, The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank, you must read it if you haven't already. It's very emotional, heartfelt, but especially now that they've added this new version, which, you know, nobody wants to hear, you know, all the darkness, but there was a lot of darkness in what happened, and to hear it from a point of view of a young lady like Anne Frank is so emotional. I can't even imagine. And this is a books to read if you haven't already. I would highly recommend you read The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank. And sorry to end it on a very somber note on that. But I hope you've enjoyed week 29 of the Writer's Devotional. And I hope we can discuss the writing prompt, which I started it dark and then it ended somber with The Diary of Anne Frank. But it is a very profound book that you should read. And then the writing prompt, he seemed like a nice neighbor. Who ever believed that he was really? And then take it from there. And if you want to send your writings, you can send them to sylwriter07@gmail.com, or you could also hashtag Syl, the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM. You could DM me at stein.sylvia on Instagram. I'm on my author page is Sylvia Stein, and you can send it through the messenger there. And if you feel like doing that, go ahead and do that. I also wanted to add that you could also, you know, if you work on that writing prompt, but make sure to read, work on the Writer's Devotional. I hope you get a copy of it as well. And the announcements that I'm going to make is I'm going to be working on my newsletter. You should be getting it. I'll work on it probably today or tomorrow. It should be out by Friday, and you should be getting it for next week, if not early in the week, for June, and I'll make announcements for July and August. I do apologize for the delay on my newsletter for the Daily Whistle Stein through Anchor FM. I'm working on, that's currently new. I have not done a newsletter for the Daily Whistle Stein through Anchor FM, but I want to update my readers for that, and I will keep you updated also on Instagram through my videos and try to get a mailing list together for the Daily Whistle Stein through Anchor FM. So I'm currently working on that as well. Be patient. I apologize for the delay on that, and I hope that you've enjoyed today's show. I am working on my books. Currently, The Battered Mind. I'm working on my thriller. I'll share more as I go. Trying to get that finished, hopefully. But I'm also going to be updating my books, Closure and Chasing Clarity, for sure, through Ingram Spark. I'm working on that as well. And The Diary of the Broken Father, hopefully by August. But I'm trying to get the other two done in the month of June and July. We'll see. But I hope that you all have a blessed day. Happy Tuesday. Thank you for joining me on the Daily Whistle Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I also want to send a big shout out again to the Joe Flair Show. Thank you for the lovely message. I've included it on this show. I hope that you listen to it and check out his show. And also, I wanted to send a big shout out to the Chatting with the Constantins, Destiny and John Constantin. John, I've been praying for your mom. I'm glad she's getting better. I know his mom had some health issues. And I'm sending a big shout out to you and Destiny. Destiny, congratulations on all your success. And wishing you and on your podcast all the success. If you haven't checked out Chatting with the Constantins, check them out on Anchor, Spotify, everywhere. They have different platforms, Chatting with the Constantins. So make sure you check it out. And I hope everyone has an amazing day. And please check out the book by author Amy Peters, The Writer's Devotional, 365 Inspirational Exercises, Ideas, Tips, and Motivations on Writing. Thank you for joining me. This has been the wrap-up of The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. You all have an amazing and blessed day. Thank you.